bukun fun yin.
Right there where you are.
Ibi to wa yen.
Close your eyes as you sing this song loud and clear.
Di oju re ni bo ti ko ri lo wo ke.
How I must change, yes, in my life. No matter what I shall say. How I must change, yes, hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
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 Hallelujah.
Power must change hands in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
Now, I want you to dance like David danced and sing like David sang. This is the last Power Must Change service for this year. And the Lord has preserved you to this day. As you praise the Lord now, all your other pending testimonies shall begin to manifest. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Let your voice be loud. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
He touched my life.
Jehovah touched my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah touched my life around. So where there is no way,
oh, yes, sir.
Jehovah has the final say.
I said, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah
has the final say.
Jehovah
has the final
say. Jehovah turns my life around.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah turns my life around. Jehovah has the final
say.
Jehovah has done more. Jehovah shot my bee of yeah. Jehovah shot my bee of yeah. Be friends of men, I will end up. Jehovah has done more.
I can see everything.
Turn it around.
Turn it around.
Turn it around. Turn it around for my favor.
I can see everything.
Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around for my favor.
I can see everything.
Turn it around.
See everything.
Turn it around.
See everything.
Turn it around for my favor.
You my two chose.
Avance.
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 Avance. Avance, 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 avance,
a miracle working God.
He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a miracle working God. Walking God, it's a miracle. Walking God, it's a Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle. Walking God,
hallelujah.
It's a whole to produce.
Hallelujah.
It's a whole to produce.
Alpha.
Come on, sing.
eyes closed. Father, we thank you for another time before your feet. And we praise your holy name for your mighty hand of power and strength. Father, in this particular anointing service, any problem that has made the mistake of following anyone here, let the problems be buried forever in the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon our lives and help us to war a good warfare. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This service, beginning from now,
that
is divided into three sections. Number one is the cleansing. Number two,
Ikeji,
is the anointing.
Ni fururuyon.
Number three,
Iketa,
is the war.
Ni ogujija.
The cleanse.
Ifonu.
The anointing.
Ita ururule.
And the war.
Ati ogujija.
When you have anointed yourself.
Numa to ba ti ta ururu sirare.
And you have been anointed.
Yes, ti ta ururu le.
Then you are in a very good position.
Oti wa wa ni ipo to da.
To go into the warfare that you are going to go into immediately after the anointing. The cleansing, the anointing, and the war. Those prayers we're going to pray after we have anointed ourselves are the kind of prayers that are not only defensive but attack. So get yourself ready. There is no one who will pray those prayers. And your opposition will not be permanently silenced.
And
as you pray these prayers too, all those your consistent enemies, your full-time enemies, they shall receive angelic slaps. The cleansing, the anointing, the war. Let's open our Bibles to a mysterious passage in Scripture. 1 John 5. That is the epistle. 1 John 5. I read from verse 7. If you are there, say yes.
Anybody shibia ko pe beni.
Not John the Gospel.
John 5:7.
Listen to these mysteries. So you can know how to fight. For there are three. How many?
Melo.
How many?
Melo.
Three. There are three.
Nitori pe awon meta
that bear record in heaven.
Lo njeri ni orun.
The Father.
Baba.
The Word.
Oro.
And the Holy Ghost.
Ati emi mimo.
And these three are one.
Awon meta ta yi si je okan.
Triplets.
Meta.
Father.
Baba.
Word.
Oro.
Holy Ghost.
Ati emi mimo.
And these three are one. Verse 8. There are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit,
Emi,
the water,
Atomi,
and the blood.
Ati eje.
And these three also agree in one. Triplets.
Meta.
These are good triplets.
Ibeta to dara ni won.
Good triplets.
Ibeta.
But the one we are discussing now is the evil triplet. The evil one. This is why you must listen carefully. The simplest of the geographical figure that makes anything complete is the figure 3. Figure 3 represents a sort of completeness.
Number
3 straight lines can never close anything. So in scripture we always talk about 3 dimensions. So 3 stands for something which is substantial and complete.
Meta o duro fun kankan to pe to si duro gbogi.
As God the Father,
Olorun Baba,
God the Son,
Olorun Omo,
God the Holy Spirit,
Olorun Emi Mimo,
triplet.
I better
the time we live in,
igba ta n gbe nu re,
is in triplet.
I better lohun na,
the past,
ana,
present,
oni,
the future,
atojo waju,
is in triplet too.
I better ni yan na,
the time we live in,
igba ti a n gbe nu re.
The stay of man on earth,
igba aye eniyan laye,
is in triplet too.
Ibeta lohun na,
sin,
ese,
will reap,
akore,
that
iku
we gather, and
orun apadi
we now keep them.
Yo wa ko gugu re jo
3
meta ni.
But this particular triplet,
you might better one yi
that we're talking about now,
dansoro nipa re nisisiyin,
they are terrible.
Won buru jai,
they are devastatingly cruel.
Won jai ka to nba nkan je.
These triplets have led many to hellfire.
E better when you want to fall opolopo eniyan lo
sona pa. These triplets have defeated even the strongest.
E better yi ti segun awon to lagbara julo.
These triplets have converted eagles to chicken.
E better yi ti so awon idi di adiye.
They have dismantled so many useful destinies.
What the two ayan mo to wulo pupo ka.
Many people are roaming and wandering in bondage now because of these evil triplets. These triplets are the most efficient satanic fishermen. These triplets have turned many high class destiny to low class personalities. These triplets have disgraced and battered so many people. These triplets have melted away the oil of divine favor that some people are supposed to have. These triplets have broken down the wall of spiritual immunity that many people have, and the enemy now attacks them at ease. These triplets have converted daughters of destinies to daughters of woe. They have converted people called Angelina to Devilina. These triplets, they have paralyzed wonderful visions. And they have counseled wonderful testimonies. They have converted success to failure. They have converted light to darkness. They have moved many people from the front to the back. They have converted the deliverance that some people are doing to mere disturbance. They have converted eagles to chicken. They have rewritten family histories negatively. These evil triplets, they have put cancer in so many souls. And they have paralyzed so many potentials. Many who
would
have been extraordinary were made less than ordinary because of these triplets.
Ọpọlọpọ tó yẹ kó yọran tí kó tayọ púpọ̀ púpọ̀ wọ́n wá sọ wọ́n di kúrékùré nítorí àwọn ìbẹ́ta wọ̀nyí.
What are these evil triplets?
Àwọn wo wá ni ìbẹ́ta búburú ọ̀hún o?
Number 1,
ekene,
the flesh,
ẹran ara.
Number 2,
ìkejì,
the world,
ayé.
Number 3,
ìkẹta,
demons,
àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù.
Those 3,
àwọn mẹ́ta yẹn.
Triplets,
ìbẹ́ta,
the flesh,
ẹran ara,
the world,
aye,
and demons.
Atemiyeshu.
These three,
I went aye,
kind of entities.
Edameta wanyi.
They have caused massive destruction.
What if
many will not have been in the bondage
they are
in now if not for the attacks by these three forces? The flesh is man's fallen nature. The flesh is the evil principle in our nature. The flesh is the enemy within our camp. The flesh is the raw material in our body that the enemy kindles into temptation. The flesh is our disposition to sin. The flesh is that which makes it impossible for the natural man to serve and please God. The flesh is that part of our nation that is a rebellion to God. The flesh is that thing in your body that reacts negatively when somebody is gossiping about you.
Is
that part of your body that feels insulted when somebody says something you don't like? The flesh is that part of man that is inclined to sin. It's our sinful nature. The flesh is what motivates people to desire to have inordinate affection for money. The flesh is the enemy of our souls and wages war against our soul. Most of the times, it is through the flesh that demons gain entrance into a person's life. When the flesh opens the door and the demons get in, two bad friends have entered into your life. Demons cannot simply walk up to us and enter. They must be welcome. Our flesh is the tool that gets the job done for them. The flesh and demons work together to ruin our lives. To ruin our lives. The flesh must therefore be crucified. And demons must be cast out. You cannot crucify the demon or cast out the flesh. So that first one has caused so many people for so many trouble for so many people. Many of those who go for consistent deliverance, what the Lord is calling for most times is seven things. One, repentance. Two, repentance. Three, repentance. Four, repentance. Five, repentance. Six, repentance. Seven, repentance. But they rush to deliverance ground instead of putting that flesh under control. Paul said, I put my body under. I'll bring it under subjection, less at any other time. When I've preached unto others, I myself will be cast away. And let you understand, the flesh is not interested in going to heaven. The flesh knows that it's going to finish here. For the Bible says, dust thou art, and unto the dust thou shalt return. The flesh is not going beyond here. It's not interested in heaven at all. the flesh, an enemy in our camp.
Ota to ngbe ninu ago wa ni.
Enemy in our camp.
Ota to ngbe ninu ago wa ni.
Enemy in our camp.
Ota to ngbe ninu ago wa ni.
Sometimes when you see people,
ma bi na to ba le lomi,
wearing dangerous skirts that are afraid of the knees.
Yo wo yeri to nsa fun orunkun.
And say you can't wear this into the house of God. How can you sit down in church and someone is looking at you on their waist?
Hey,
leave me alone. The reason is she's wearing short skirts. It's because there is no crocro. Pimples. Eczema.
Abila pala pa
rashes.
Abirole
on those legs.
Ni esere.
If those legs have rashes,
ti kuruku sabawa lesere,
she will wear long dress.
Yeri ti o wo abaso ti o wo yo bale dem demu
to cover it.
That is bo.
So at the end of the day,
lokire,
it is still the flesh.
Eran ara ina ni.
You need to take a very big nail and ask the Lord to crucify your flesh. Kill that flesh. Once that flesh dies, the major part of the ladder of the enemy for your life disappears. Disappears totally. But as far as that flesh is still there,
you
will begin to celebrate the enemy anytime.
Oh my shajoyota, nigba gugu.
Another year is coming. Many need to get on their knees and repent before the Lord for allowing the flesh to control their lives. The next one is the world. When the Bible talks about the world in the evil sense, it is talking about the evil system controlled by Satan. The order of things in the world that is in opposition to the system of God.
It's
talking about the ungodly multitude.
It's
talking about the circle of things in the world that hate God.
It's
talking about the unregenerated mankind.
It's
talking about the world system completely opposed to God.
It's
talking about the things that people do that is against heaven.
The
Bible now says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, he or she has a problem. The love of the Father is not in him. For the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the all instruments of the flesh,
and
instruments of this world, and the world passed away.
It's
going away. Everything that is there will vanish. When the Bible talks about the world,
it's
that word that applauds sin. They love iniquity. They think they are very smart. But they are smart but not wise. They love the world. They have glued themselves to the world. It is a very terrible thing. That's why a man will go and borrow money to do what he cannot afford to do because he wants to please the world. That's why people will go and borrow money to do things they cannot do. And that's why some people are so glued to that world. And any desire of your heart that you cannot drop for God is idol worship. Idol worship is anything you put beside God or before God.
Ibọ̀rìṣà ni ohunkóhun tó bá gbé sẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ Ọlọ́run àbí ṣíwájú Ọlọ́run.
Anything that is competing for God in your life is an idol. You are an idol worshiper.
Ohunkóhun tó bá ti ń bí ọba Ọlọ́run figagbága nínú ayé rẹ, ibọ̀rìṣà ni, abọ̀rìṣà ni wọ́n náà.
This world is going away.
Ayé yìí ń kọjá lọ.
And people are going away with it.
Àwọn ènìyàn ti ń bá a lọ.
If they don't rescue themselves from this sinking world.
Tí wọ́n bá já ara wọn gbà kúrò lọ́wọ́ ayé tó ń rì lọ yìí.
The devil is the god of this world.
Èṣù ni Ọlọ́run ayé yìí.
The kingdom of this world.
Ìjọba ayé yìí.
Is yet to become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ.
Kò tí ì di ìjọba ti Ọlọ́run wa àti ti Kristi rẹ̀.
But it shall become one.
Ṣùgbọ́n yóò di.
Right now.
Ṣùgbọ́n lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí.
The prince of the power of the air is still in charge.
Ọmọ aládé òfurufú ló yìí ń ṣàkóso.
And is controlling the affairs of the world.
Ó sì ń ṣàkóso ọ̀rọ̀ ayé yìí.
Whether it's politics.
Ìbáṣe òṣèlú.
Whether it's business.
Ìbáṣe òwò.
There is a god of this world.
Ọlọ́run ti ayé yìí wá.
The devil.
Èṣù.
Who is in charge.
Ló wà lórí àlééfà.
If you don't deliver yourself from it.
Bó o bá já ara rẹ̀ gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
You make yourself double a child of Alpha.
Ó sọra rẹ di ọmọ ọ̀run àpáàdì nílọpọ méjì.
The flesh.
Ẹran ara.
The world.
Ayé.
Then the demons.
Àti àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù.
The demons are fallen spirits.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù ni ẹ̀mí tó ṣubú.
They rebel against God.
Wọ́n ṣọ̀tẹ̀ sí Ọlọ́run.
And they are seeking for bodies to endure.
Wọ́n wá ń wá àgọ́ ara táwọn máa gbénu rẹ̀.
When they now endure a person.
Bàbá wọn gbé inú ènìyàn.
They gain a greater advantage and begin to control the person's life.
Wọ́n á láṣẹ, wọ́n máa wá ṣàkóso ayé onítọ̀hún.
Their objective is to kill, to steal and to destroy.
Iṣẹ́ tiwọn ni láti pa, láti jalè àti láti run.
Plenty of these spirits have bombarded man.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ẹ̀mí wọ̀nyí ló ti yálu ènìyàn.
And they are destroying men to any terrible level you can imagine.
Wọ́n sì ń pa àwọn ènìyàn run dé ìpele tó ga jù.
That's why, because of the kind of things they do, people name them according to their name.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi jẹ́ pé ní àtàrí irú iṣẹ́ tí wọ́n ń ṣe làwọn ènìyàn fi ń sọ wọ́n lórúkọ.
So you have spirit of fear.
Wọ́n lo ní ẹ̀mí ẹ̀rù.
Spirit of rejection.
Ẹ̀mí ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
Spirit of suicide.
Ẹ̀mí ìṣekúpara ẹni.
Spirit of addiction.
Ẹ̀mí dídẹrú nǹkan.
Spirit of lust.
Ẹ̀mí ìfẹ́kúfẹ́.
Spirit of pornography.
Ẹ̀mí àwòrán oníhòòhò.
Spirit of incest.
Ẹ̀mí ìbá ìbátan
lòpọ̀. Spirit of witchcraft.
Ẹ̀mí iṣẹ́ ajẹ́.
Spirit of jealousy.
Ẹ̀mí owú jíjẹ.
Spirit of confusion.
Ẹ̀mí ìdàrúdàpọ̀.
Spirit of idolatry.
Ẹ̀mí ìbọ̀rìṣà.
A lot of terrible spirits released upon men.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹ̀mí tó burú jáì tí wọ́n tú sí ayé àwọn ènìyàn.
We need to cleanse ourselves from all this.
A nílò láti wo ara wa nù kúrò nù gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyí.
If you are here.
Tó bá wà bí.
And you have not surrendered your life to Jesus.
Tó o sì ti fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
This triplet will mess you up.
Àwọn ìbẹ́ta burúkú yìí wọ́n á ba tirẹ̀ jẹ́ o.
You are here.
O wa bi.
You are not willing, you are not ready to really be free.
O ṣetán kò tiẹ̀ tí wọ̀ láti bọ́.
This triplet will destroy your life.
Àwọn ìbẹ́ta búburú wọ́n pa ayé rẹ run.
You are here.
O wa bi.
You have unforgiveness within you.
O ní ẹ̀mí àìlè dáríjì.
You are so bitter about some people.
O di àwọn kan sínú púpọ̀.
This triplet will not release you.
Àwọn ìbẹ́ta burúkú yìí ò ní fi ọ́ sílẹ̀.
You are here, you have unconfessed sins.
Ó wà ní ìhìn, ó ní àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó ò tí ì jẹ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
They will not let you go.
O ní jẹ́ o lọ o.
You are here.
Ó wà bí.
You have a soul tie with somebody.
O ní àsopọ̀ ọkàn pẹ̀lú ẹnìkan.
You have joined yourself to somebody in an unclean joining.
O ti da ara rẹ pọ̀ mọ́ ẹnìkan lọ́nà àìmọ́.
Perhaps you made a covenant with a man with your blood.
Bóyá pẹ̀lú ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ ló fi bá ọkùnrin kan dá májẹ̀mú.
Until you renounce it, they will not let you go.
Àbí tó o bá kọ májẹ̀mú òun sílẹ̀, wọn ò ní fi ọ sílẹ̀.
You are here, you have curses working against you, our covenants have not broken.
O wà ní ìhìn, o ní àwọn ègún tó ń jà ọ́ àti àwọn májẹ̀mú tó ò tí ì fọ́.
Then they will not let you out.
Wọn ò ní fi ọ sílẹ̀ o.
The way out is this.
Ọ̀nà àbáyọ ni pé.
You need to surrender your life to Jesus.
Kò fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
You need to confess your sins.
Kò jẹ́wọ́ àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ.
You need to say, Lord.
Kò wípé Olúwa.
Take a very big nail.
Ẹ mú ìṣòro ńlá.
Crucify me to that cross.
Ẹ kàn mí mọ́ àgbélébù ni.
It was in Lagos some years back.
Ní ọ̀pọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn nílùú Èkó.
A man was inside the bus.
Ọkùnrin kan wà nínú ọkọ̀ èrò.
And he mistakenly trampled on somebody's foot.
Ó sì ṣèṣì tẹ ẹnìkan lẹ́sẹ̀ mọ́lẹ̀.
The person gave him a dirty slap.
Onítọ̀hún bá kó gbajú olóyìnbó.
And the people in the bus.
Àwọn ará inú ọkọ̀.
They said this is unfair.
Wọ́n ní eléyìí ò bójú mu.
But he said sorry.
Ṣé bó ti sọ pé kò má bínú?
And he didn't trample on you intentionally.
Kò sì dìídì tẹ ọ mọ́lẹ̀.
I said, I'm slapping, that's it.
Mo ti gba lójú, mo gba ẹgbẹ́ náà nìyẹn.
The people in the bus seen that.
Àwọn ará inú ọkọ̀.
that the man they slapped was quite hefty.
They
said, slap him back.
You don't slap him back.
I'm not the true son of your father. He said, I can't slap him. Say why? Say I can't slap him. Say because my hand. My hand has been nailed to his cross. So I can't slap him. See your hand. This hand. Where is the nail? Where is the cross? Said, by the way, which cross? Said it's the cross of Jesus Christ. They hissed. Call me idiot, weary. Foolish man, madman. And they left me alone. That is people who have defeated the flesh.
I want to the body and
rise to your feet now,
beloved.
Rise to your feet. In case you are in this gathering, and you want the total blessing of this anointing service, and you are not born again, you've not yet become a child of God. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, leave that seat and run quickly to the altar. As pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I don't want to enter another year with a deficit. I want this particular palm of Saint John service to be a revolutionary one in my life. Get up from a seat and run to this altar or any of the two altars at the back. Whichever church you are to, run quickly to the altar at that church to surrender your life to Jesus. Do so very quickly now. We still have two things to do ahead of us. Thank you,
Jesus.
Sophia at the altar, I want to congratulate you for taking the most important decision in life. Close your eyes and bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
ni oruko Jesus,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus,
Jesus Oluwa,
come into my life.
Wo, ino aye,
take
wa,
control of my life.
Ba, akoso aye,
as from today,
lati oni ilo,
I say bye bye to the devil.
Moshe odi, moshe
fresh, I enter into the kingdom of life.
Wo, ino ijoba imole,
in Jesus' name.
Ni oruko Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now.
Father,
I thank you for your children here.
Baba,
who are making this most important decision. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. Write their names in the book of life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, the counselors will speak with you and give you more instructions. The rest of us, wherever you are now, I want you to get on your knees. Get on your knees, the rest of us. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Anything that will hinder the move of power in your life today, ask him to forgive you for a situation where you have allowed sin, the world, and the flesh to work in your life. Talk to the Lord now. Let's start it now and bring out our anointing oil.
As in mood, or a jaddy.
is the first prayer on the oil.
Adura akoko re lori ororo na.
If you brought many bottles, just bring one up.
O ba je pe gororo to ko dani wa po eyo kan ti to to mu dani nsin.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Baba ni oruko Jesu.
In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Father, that Spirit of God that moved upon the waters.
Baba,
and your word says, let there be light. And there was light. Let that Spirit fall upon this oil in the name of Jesus. Let this oil become the oil of healing, the oil of deliverance, the oil of power, the oil of glory, the oil of strength, the oil of might, the oil of fire, divine medication, divine vitamins, in the name of Jesus. And I dedicate, I sanctify, I consecrate this oil in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. A sevenfold amen. Carefully open your bottle of oil now.
Washi igororo yen jeje o.
And put a little bit in your mouth.
O fi die si enu re.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Something is happening already.
O kan ti bere si ni sele.
Say my mouth.
Enu mi.
Has encountered the anointing oil. Beginning from today, any poison in my body is dead. Any sickness in my body is dead. My mouth shall be larger than the mouth of all my enemies. In the name of Jesus. My mouth shall bring me breakthroughs, healing, favor, in the name of Jesus. Now anoint your head with the oil.
Ta ororo si ori re.
Say my head.
Ori mi.
You have encountered the anointing oil. Let this oil sanctify my head. Beginning from today, my head shall be lifted up above the enemies round about
me.
In the name of Jesus. My head shall be lifted up above the enemies round about me. In the name of Jesus. A louder amen. Now close that oil and put it away. That is the first round of prayers. Now that you have anointed yourself, you are now in position to go into war. Serious war. Don't let the voice of the person beside you overshadow your voice. Don't let the enemy silence you. These are not ordinary prayers. Every prayer has testimonies and breakthrough attached to it. Now that we have passed through the cleansing, and we have done the anointing, it is time now to march forward and possess your possession. Say, my Father!
Baba mi.
By the thunder of your power,
nipa agbara re,
deliver my vision from the enemy.
Bayra mi lowo ta.
Can I hear you
shouting this
time. Baba mi nipa aragbara re gba iro mi kuro lowo ta.
My father, by the thunder of your power,
Baba mi nipa aragbara re,
deliver my vision from the hand of the enemy
kuro lowo ta,
in the name of Jesus.
Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagba adura.
Say this louder than anyone around you.
Igbele ilohun rara ju gbogbo en to wa legbe.
Powers
agbara
that swallow my glory and virtues.
For
me down by fire. In the name of Jesus.
In the glory and virtues by fire, in the name of Jesus. Power and shadow by glory and virtues, for me by fire, in the name of Jesus.
Powers that swallow my virtue and glory, for me them by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Strong man, your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Something is happening here. Masetende kaya boshende. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Powers
agbara
that are saying I will not reach my goal.
Toni wo ni debi le pa mi.
Can you shout that loud? Is that the loudest you can shout against him?
Dare!
In the name of Jesus. Powers that are saying I will not reach my goal. Die in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Say glory killers.
Olupa ogo.
Star killers.
Olupa irawo.
Your time is up.
Otoge.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Glory killers.
Olupa ogo.
Star killers.
Olupa irawo.
Your time is up.
Otoge.
Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Silence.
Ida keroro wa.
That oil that Ololo has touched your head.
To ti kan ori re
is working now.
O nsise bayi.
I'm going to count 7 from here.
Wo ka un kade keje lati bi
at my mentioning the word 7. Anyone who has been tied down by polygamous witchcraft, anything that has implanted into anybody's womb by polygamous witchcraft, by stubborn spirit husband, when I say seven, the bondages shall break and the plantation shall disappear. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes. Aha.
Baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are a sister here and you know the enemy has been attacking your womb, stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, let your fire fall upon this hand. By the anointing upon that hand, let every yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. I'm going to count seven. You know the enemy has been attacking your womb. Smite that womb seven times as I count. Do it aggressively. One. Do it very well. One. See what is happening now. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Yes, the plantation of darkness is disappearing. It must disappear. Thank you, Jesus. Say powers that has swallowed my future. Can you shout it in anger? Vomit it and die in the name of Jesus. Vomit it and die in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
If you're a student here, stretch your right hand towards this altar.
No, what?
Something is about to happen to you. Your brain is about to be transformed. Father, let your mighty fall upon this hand. By this hand, let every yoke of forgetfulness, memory, failure be broken in the name of Jesus. By this anointing, let the sweet of success fall upon your children. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to count seven from here. You are a student, smite your head. If you are a parent, you can stand in gap for your children by smiting your own head. One. So what is happening? The serpent is disappearing. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Shout this with hatred. Say blockages. Stagnancy.
Die!
In the name of Jesus. This is not a debt to negotiate.
Oni ki sojo idunadura o.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A song for the man. Before. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a prayer request, I'll bring it out right now. Bring out your prayer letters. Father, we thank you for these prayer letters. Answer them by fire. Let every point written in this letter become testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those celebrating their birthday this month. Father, uphold them by your power in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, Jesus tarries in his coming, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Bring up your oil again. Thank you, Jesus. Father,
Baba,
let a double portion of your power and fire enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost fire, the yoke breaking power, the deliverance power, the breakthrough power, enter into this oil in the name of Jesus. When this oil touches the sick, let the sick become whole. When this oil enters a building, let the building be sanctified. When this oil touches the unlucky, let the unlucky be candidate of testimonies. Let this oil possess the cleansing power, the purging power, the sanitizing power. In the name of Jesus. Now use this oil to anoint your hands and rub your two hands together. Your hand is a symbol of your labor, the symbol of your work. Anoint your hands and rub your two hands together. Thank you, Jesus. Say, my hands, I anoint you today. Beginning from today, every good thing that I touch shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, any yoke upon my hands is broken forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Anoint your legs now. You may sit down to do it. Anoint your two legs. So I place this anointing oil on my legs to sanitize my work.
Lati fo ise mi mo.
I receive uncommon anointing.
Mo gba iforoyan ti o wopo.
To tread upon every serpent and scorpion.
Lati te gbogbo ejo ato ati akete
mole. And over all the powers of the enemy.
Ati lori gbogbo agbara ota.
According to the word of the Lord.
Gege bi oro Oluwa.
Nothing shall harm me.
Ogun ki yo se mi nibi.
I shall not stumble.
Wo ni kose.
I shall walk every day in victory.
Wo ma rin lojojumo ninu isegun.
Anywhere I step into.
Ibi gbogbo ti mo ba wo.
The Lord will give me favor.
Oluwa yo fun mi loju rere nibe.
My leg will not carry me into danger.
Ese mi o ni gbe mi wonu ewu.
My leg will take me to my place of destiny.
Ese mi yo gbe mi de ibi ayanmo
mi. In the name of Jesus.
Oluwa Jesu.
A sevenfold amen. Put the oil away now. When you get home, the first place to anoint is your doorpost. This oil you are carrying is a powerful weapon in your hand. And keep topping it up. Don't let it finish until the next anointing service. It is time for you to now pray some powerful prayers. Say things that are impossible for me to achieve in 10 years. My Father,
Baba mi,
empower me to achieve them in 10 days. Of Jesus, open your mouth and decree things that are impossible for me to achieve in 10 years. Empower me to achieve them in 10 days in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
These three prayers,
adura meta yi,
they are not something that anybody should joke with.
Won ki se ohun ten ikeni gbodo fowo yepere mu.
Since heavens know that we are going to pray them.
Ma je ti je pe orun mo pa ma gba won.
Immediately the angels of God that are supposed to carry out this function are moving into the arena.
Let us say ni awon angele olorun ti o se ise ohun ti bere ti wonu agbo.
Say any spell.
Epe kepe.
Any spell.
Epe kepe.
Resident in my family.
Don be ninu ebi.
Break. In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Powers
agbara
assigned to expand my battles.
Ti won ran lati fe ogun mi loju.
Can you say that
loud?
Your voice is not loud
enough.
Die by fire. In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
I want you to lose your temper in the spirit.
O fe ko binu ninu emi.
As you pray this one.
Bo se gba ile.
Powers.
Agbara.
Mocking my prayers.
To go adura mi.
Your time is up. Death. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
O Senhor Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesus la gbadura.
Father, I pray for all your children gathered at this anointing service.
Baba mo gbadura fun gbogbo awon mo re to peju pese sinu isin foroyan yi.
I decree by the decree of heaven.
O pase nipa ase orun.
That any power that says it shall not be well with you.
Gbagbara gbagbara to ni ko ni dara fun o.
Is buried now in the name of Jesus.
Ye ti bayi loruko Jesus.
Makatonda any power that hates your existence, I command the power to expire in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, possess your possession. Possess your possession. Pursue your pursuers. Possess your possession. Pursue your pursuers. Possess your possession. Pursue your pursuers. In the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. We shall go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. Your coming here today shall bring you marvelous testimonies. In the name of Jesus. The sun shall not smite you by day.
Or
the moon by night. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, pray your way into January 1st, is here, 7 p.m., Prayer City.
Fasting.
We won't break that fast until we shout Happy New Year. And you break with water and juice.
As you enter
into the prayer sessions and also the first Sunday service of the year. The booklet is available. You start praying from 24th to 31st. And you bring the booklets to the meeting.
The booklets
are available on sale here. Thank you,
Jesus.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 thunderous hallelujah.